Testing, testing.
This is it.
This is it.
Yeah, be careful. Don't fall through the hole.
Big hole in the studio.
Renovations going on here.
Tell them what's going on, Lou.
We're building a staircase. We're building a staircase to the studio, and we're upgrading life. Moving on with the Max and Lou show.
It's a very scary hole. But it's going to be great when it's done.
Shout out to my mom for giving birth to me. I love you, mom. And Max, your voice sounds really funny, high pitched.
Dude. So, yeah, we were messing with all the settings with this app. You can make your voice obviously like high pitched or low pitched by like speeding it up and slowing it down. But then I guess after doing that, you can now keep the voice and make it faster or slower. So you can sound high pitched, but it's going very slow, or very deep and like weird, but going fast.
I want to apologize to everybody for last week's episode. Our audio might sound slightly different this week, and you might get a couple episodes where things sound slightly off because we're going to have to figure something new out with our recording
You got battery?
devices. Yeah, I got plenty of
All
battery.
right, put that in that airplane.
So, what do you think will happen? Someone tries to call
It'll
me or
turn it
something.
off.
Anyway, really don't know what to do about last week. We can't just take it
Hey,
down.
all I can say,
Sorry.
we've had worse.
Have we? That buzz
Oh,
is bad.
have you listened to our first few episodes?
Right, well, I'm sorry, guys. We didn't hear this insane buzzing sensation when we put up the last episode. We knew we were having some audio problems from doing because we do sound check before we start. And last week when Alan was here and we were doing sound check, it was a little buzzy and funny, but we thought we got it all right. And unfortunately, I guess we did not. So
Yeah, so there's a constant hum.
we're recording on my phone right now. Should sound a little bit better.
It will. Yeah, so the big 3-0.
Episode 30. Is it 3-0? It is 3-0.
Dude.
3-0-3. You know,
3-0.
dude, look at how much shit I have written
3-0-3.
down. You better be ready to talk, bro.
Pretty good.
You better be ready to talk, because we're going over this whole list I got and yours.
Oof. All right. Well, yeah, let's kick it off. Episode 30. Welcome to the show.
All right.
We got so much to talk about.
On the Max and Lou show, thank you, Jess Smith, for the intro music. Thank her right off the bat.
Oh, exactly. Just get that out of the way. Good job, Jess. And
Hey.
thanks.
All right. So I want to start this off here with, dude, I've been itching, like scratching my neck like a
Uh-oh.
fucking,
It's the
like a
scabies.
fiend. Oh, God. No. Let's talk a little bit about Greedfall.
Okay.
I know we talk about video games a lot, so we're just gonna do it.
All right, cool.
And dude, I fucking love it. I wanna like tell everyone about it. And I feel like really the only two people, maybe three people that I know that would enjoy it a lot would be like you, Brandon, and Mikey. Mikey would
Right.
probably enjoy that kind of game.
For
And
sure.
Brandon, maybe. I know you would though.
I'm very curious because like I've seen gameplay and I looked enjoyable. I don't know, it just it I don't know, like it could be any way, those indie games where it could have been bad, like no, like I could you compare it so it's like how it
Now that I've
feels
been
to another
playing
game?
it a lot more, because We talked about it for a minute when Alan was here, not on the podcast, and I didn't really know how to compare it to something, but I feel like it's almost like a mixture between like the Elder Scrolls and God of War.
All right.
Like that's like almost like a perfect way to describe it in my head.
RPG.
Yeah, but like even like the whole like theme of it too is like just almost like those games mesh together with like the fighting style, and it's very beautiful too. These games are getting so beautiful.
That was the one thing that this game really grabbed my eye on.
It gets repetitive quick. You know, I put a lot more time into it than I thought I would, or than I thought I did at first. And
Oh,
then
that sucks. Yeah.
before I knew it, I like checked how much time I had into it, and I had like good like 23 hours into it, and I was like, damn. But I'd say for like the first 10 or 15 hours, you know, there's so much going on, there's so much to learn and do that like you really don't see any of the because like you know how the games are, like they have to copy and paste certain things. So like you're gonna go into warehouses that look
Oh,
the
yeah.
same and cities that are built out of the same models for like buildings and stuff, but set up in different ways. So like eventually you start catching on to that shit. Like there's three palaces in the game and every single palace is set up the same exact way. So but it's still just like it's really fucking cool, and it's a role play game, so you gotta like use your imagination anyway, you know. So and you get like a party, and you can have two other people. It's weird because it's almost like you have to have two people with you at all times. It doesn't let me not have less than three people in the party.
Okay.
I have to have at least three people in the party at all times, which is weird.
And they're just like NPCs that play by your side.
Yeah, they're like, you know, characters that go along with the story in the game.
All right.
And there's like a handful of them.
And it's like, I mean, you're saying it's like God of War, so it's just like hack and, is it like hack and slash kind, or like is the like
No,
dodging?
it kind of is. Someone, and maybe it was Sean who said it, someone had told me it's almost like Dark Souls-esque. But
Okay.
I've never
Well,
played
dodge,
those
block,
games, so
parry,
yeah, that's the
light hit, heavy hit.
kinda. That's more or less the fighting style.
Okay.
But I feel like if there were more like one-on-one boss fights, then it would be more like that, I guess.
Oh, instead of a bunch of people.
Yeah, because there's like there'll be a bunch of like, you know,
Like,
NPCs
your
or
health
mobs that
isn't
attack you
as
at once.
precious. It's not like you get hit 4 or 5 times by an
If it's a
enemy and you
boss,
die.
if it's a boss, they could hit you like once or
Gotcha.
twice and you'll die.
Cool.
If it's a strong enemy, you know, they could hit you a couple times and you'll die, I guess. But just to give a little info about the game to people, you know, you're like this nobleman who is cousins to like another young nobleman. You guys are both young men or woman, because you get to pick your character from the beginning, you know, male or female, and then you get to
Oh,
customize
the
what your
mute
character looks like.
protagonist.
You're not mute though, there is a voice.
But like
I'm assuming
cutscenes.
it's the same voice for every character, no matter like, so like
But they have like
there's
they have
one
voice.
male, I'm guessing there's one male voice and one female voice, so whatever your character looks like,
No, that's really
they have
good.
the same
Like
voice.
in cutscenes, he'll
Yeah,
talk.
they
Oh,
he
that's
talks throughout the
awesome.
whole game.
All right, cool. Because
Yeah.
like usually if you create your own character, they're silent.
No, it's pretty dope.
Cool.
So, which has me thinking though, because like now, like I really want you to like get the game, and I want to see what your character looks like, and then watch you play the game.
Yeah.
And because there's different builds you could pick from, you could be a mage, you could be a warrior, or you could be an alchemist.
And what are you?
I'm mage. I love magic and you know, mage builds, but I feel like I always go with the warrior build for the
Is it
most part.
co-op?
It is not. But here's the cool thing. They have another game, and it's called Divinity. It's called Divinity 2 Definitive
Oh,
Edition.
yeah. Hell yeah, I have it.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
It's a $60 video game.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it was on sale. But it's, yeah, like it's the best game I've played that's like that, where it's top down and it's just like you have your characters and they're on the
Yeah,
setting.
and it's and you have like a party, and it's RPG, and you customize your character. It's
Yeah,
like
yeah.
super fantasy though. Like
It's fucking
that's more like
insane.
WoW.
Well, it's tactical. It's
But
like
like
movement based.
character wise, I
Oh yeah,
mean, like with like
100%.
the creatures that you
Yeah,
get to pick from and
like
shit like that, you know.
loot that you can find. Like that's the thing. When I play Greedfall, I'll
Cause
probably use a
I was
sword.
cause dude, that's a Greedfall is a really fucking good game. So I wanna keep following the people that make the game and see in the next few years what they're coming out with, because I know they're going to be coming out with
the new Divinity is coming out.
They're going to be coming out with good RPG games. So then I started looking at a list of all these games that they make, and that
I didn't
that
know.
Was one.
Now I'm definitely gonna, because like that game is so good, but it's hard. Like, you have to get a certain spell, and when you get a certain spell, then you can use that spell to get to certain areas, like hidden, even though it's top down, it's like hidden areas, and then you find like this magnificent thing back there. It's like, dude, I would have never known. Like, a lot of small secret things you can do. Speech is good. You can convince people to, like, you know, give you certain items. It's pretty great.
I'm only playing Greedfall, though, because I have the PS Now. And it says that it's been recently added. Now, what else is on there that Just Cause 4 has been on there for a few weeks now. At least I'd say 3 or 4 weeks. And that game is also in the recently added section. So, like, I just started playing Greedfall not that long ago. I'm assuming that, like, those games will be on there for a little while. Last of Us has been on there for months. I don't know if they ever take it off or when they're going to take it off, but that's one that I would really like to get around to before they take that one off. But I did play a little bit of Just Cause 4.
Yeah.
I did start playing that.
All right.
And that game is silly.
But it's fun.
I feel like it's GTA, but in a completely different theme or a different skin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like based around you being like a gangster and like you killing fucking like other gangsters and hookers and doing these, you know, missions like that. Like, it's more like a like an action movie instead of like a fucking gangster movie, you know what I mean?
I felt like an idiot.
I was good, dude, and I was doing it this morning when I was playing with the wingsuit, what you were trying to teach me that one time.
Oh, where you're on the wingsuit and you pull yourself with the
grappling
hook?
Yeah, and you keep flying with the wingsuit. Yeah. Dude, I was doing it this morning. I was practicing it, and I was doing... But you didn't play the fourth one, right?
No.
You want to play it?
Yeah. Do you have rockets while you're
You probably get some. I took down a fucking fortress before. I stole... I didn't...
No, I mean like rockets with your wingsuit.
Not that I have yet.
All
right. I just... Dude, the game is designed so that way, like... 10 minutes into the game, realistically, you could free roam. Maybe more like 20 or 30, but like literally, like right away, like you're free roaming in the game, and it's like that's what I'm saying. It's like a GTA game. They're just like, all right, just do this first, these first two missions real quick, so you know what's going on, and then you can do whatever the fuck you want. It seems really fun though. I like it.
Like the thing is, I used
and again
to think,
beautiful. These games are getting so beautiful. Yeah. The landscapes in these games are amazing. I'd like to play that game first person VR.
Ooh. Speaking of VR, a game was just announced VR that's coming out at the end of this month. Minecraft.
Really?
PSVR. Like, support.
That's gonna be so weird.
VR Minecraft.
I'm with it.
Dude, I'd do that co-op, you know what I mean? That'd be really fun.
Hell yeah. Oh, but that's why I brought up Divinity, because Divinity's co-op. So if I ever get that, we could play that together.
It'll be tough, that's all I'm gonna say.
I'm a boss, bro. I'm a badass. You don't know how good I am at video games because I never focus on them. You don't want me to focus, bro. All
right. It's going to be intense.
I got that world record in Super Volley Blast just because, like,
stop you.
Just because I focused, you know? I just had to, like, hold my breath for a minute.
Yeah, I think, like, you kept saying that, like, you think you're not good at games. I just think you don't play games a lot, so you just don't know that you're good.
Yeah.
You also don't necessarily play games to be good.
Yeah.
You play games for, like, the experience.
I haven't actually, like, put my mind to the test with video games. Because it's like anything else. There's a learning curve. You got to figure out. You know what I mean? So once you learn how to, like, use the controls and learn about the potions and crafting stuff and, you know, the whatever it is, you know.
I challenge you to beat either Celeste or Dark Souls.
Dude, well, I have Bloodborne downloaded.
Yeah, that's
I just want to start it.
Oh,
see
go
what it's
for
like.
It, dude. Yeah. Just dedicate an hour at least of your day just to go
to
into
start
it. Yeah, for sure. I will say, in my opinion, it's one of the hardest ones. But there's a reason, because if you're you have an advantage. You can't play it like Dark Souls. That's what everyone says. So you don't really know what it is to play like Dark Souls. So you with the fresh mindset, you'll actually be very lucky.
Hell
So
yeah.
you'll well not even it's yeah.
All
You'll
right,
have a ton
good.
of fun.
Good.
But it's gonna be hard, don't get me wrong. Bloodborne is I haven't beaten Bloodborne. I've beaten Dark Souls, I've beaten Demon Souls, Dark Souls 1, Dark Souls 2. I haven't beaten 3. Bloodborne, not even close, but that's maybe I'm just bad.
I was looking at the platinum for Greedfall, and the trophies for that game though are like not really trophies that I feel like I would really want to go out of my way to get though, because they're kind of trophies that like involve you. I feel like playing through the game multiple times, and
Ooh.
because it's you know it's an RPG game where there's just so many different outcomes. It's one of those games where there can be so many
Oh
different outcomes.
no.
It's cool. There's dialogue that you can pick from and shit
Yeah,
in the
but
game
as far
too.
as trophies though,
So,
like
because like
Fallout
you could
does
like
that.
you could burn bridges with people, or you can make alliances with people and nations, basically. It's really
Right.
cool. So I feel like if you look at them with me, you have to see for yourself, but I'm almost positive that what I'm seeing means that you'd have to play it through at least more than once.
It
So
happens, and that sucks. Yeah, Fallout New Vegas. That like I got Fallout 3 platinum. New Vegas. I was getting to the end. And I'm like, no way. Like it's like after playing for like 2, 3 hours, you need to make a save there, maybe a little further, and from there you need to take like 3 or 4 different branches and finish all of those paths and get trophies. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna fucking play through so much of the game 4 times. But yeah. That was cool. I beat it once and I was okay with it.
all right, what you got, Max?
All right. So just while we're on video games, let's bring up some interesting stuff. So for one, we got a Prince of Persia remake reveal coming out on September 10th. So for the listeners, this already happened. For us, it happens tomorrow. I'm curious if they're
It's a
gonna,
video game, you said?
yeah, Prince of Persia remake.
Huh.
I'm ready for some more parkour in my gaming.
That soda was good.
Yeah. Mountain Dew Voodoo.
I haven't been eating a lot of sugar, so I'm like,
Also, do you know about the advertisements they were putting in UFC?
Prince of Persia is gonna be dope as fuck.
I'm ready for that.
Open world, parkour.
Hopefully.
Oh, you know it. What
There
about
hasn't there's
UFC?
only been one open world, huh?
Yeah, but every game is open world RPG now. It's
Yeah.
exactly what it's gonna be. What about UFC ads?
All right, you know the game like UFC, like yeah, it's just called UFC for like PS4 and stuff. It's a UFC 1, 2, 3, and 4. So 4 is coming out, and it's just a UFC game, very good quality. And they threw ads in the game. So literally after like you get tackled, an ad will come up, like a real one, and it was like promoting like Amazon Prime. It was promoting The Boys. And like it takes up pretty much your entire screen for like a second. Then it minimizes in the corner because it's supposed to look like you're watching UFC. You know what I mean? So they literally throw in real advertisements. And people went fucking bonkers, apparently. Like crazy. I missed it all. And EA, like, apologized and they took it out of the game. Do you know how much extra money they'd be? It's like, dude, you're literally shoving it in my face.
I'm not surprised.
Like, I'm cool with it if it completely doesn't ruin the experience. Like, if I'm playing a
There's
NASCAR
no
game,
way for it to not ruin the
no, like, if
experience.
there's a NASCAR game, you sure as shit better know. I hope there's a Coca-Cola sign on, like,
Well,
you know what
that's
I mean?
different. A
Yeah,
sign, though, is different, but
exactly. Yeah. It's a different type of advertising that you can be okay with.
yeah, you're not trying to pull the viewer's attention from what they're doing or like focus their attention, you know?
It's so
Or
creepy.
distract them or anything, like, or feed them propaganda, like, at the most extreme extent. Like, that's not cool.
Yeah, like advertising is going into all the weirdest of things now.
Do they let that slide, and then another game does it, and another game does it, and before you know it, you're fucking playing, like, the new Assassin's Creed game, and there's fucking advertisements playing in the bottom corner of the screen while you're playing, like, nah, I'm
Do
good.
you? Oh, what was I gonna say? Damn. What were you just saying?
The ads and propaganda and Assassin's Creed and ads being in the bottom of the corner of the screen and
I totally had it.
well, how about the PS5?
Before the PS5, I don't know anything about that, but Xbox. You know about Xbox Series X, right?
The new one?
Yeah, it's like the big boxy looking one.
What do you mean, like the
It didn't
newest
come,
one?
yeah, it didn't come out yet, but
That
it's like
that's gonna be out with the PS5.
pretty much, yeah.
What
So
about
I
it?
think that's called Xbox Series X. So they announced the Xbox Series S.
What's that?
It's the X, but the discless version.
It's the affordable version
Yeah. You can't put a disc in
for
it.
the poverty
And
people.
dude, if you see a picture of it, it's so small. It's crazy. It looks a little bit, I don't know. It's exaggerated to
I'll get it
say.
in like 5 years when it's cheap as shit. 10 years when it's cheap as shit. You know what I mean?
How much do you think it would be?
In 10 years?
No, right now.
Now it's probably gonna be like $800. Or that one will probably be like five or six.
299.
Dude, they're like Sony.
Yep.
Suck it.
They're like, yeah, it's like you're beating us with a lot of things in a sense, but like, okay, look how small that
But
is.
they're like,
It looks.
we're still gonna sell more.
It's actually not that small. It's a little tall, but it has a big
Hang on
fan.
a second. Where's this controller at?
Looks like a little bigger than a
I
PS2.
know I got it right here. Hang on. We got a Xbox controller right here. So,
It's almost like two of those stacked on top of each other.
looks like it's a little shorter than the long your laptop screen long ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And width-wise looks pretty close, so
I mean,
it looks like it's about no, it's a little taller than the iPad, so it's
it's like
like,
it's comparing it to that too.
that's the other one. That thing
It's
is
a
literally that
monster.
thing is a rectangular prism, but. Well, they're both, I think, rectangular prisms, but the one is a square. I don't know how you would describe that. How the one is squared, and the other one is like so slim. For what, too? Oh, what's with the circle on the side of it? Is that charge
I
the
think
controller
it's
or
a
something?
fan.
Oh, it's like a grate to
Yeah.
keep that little tiny
It makes
bitch
sense.
fucking
Like that's the one thing that
I
really.
might get it next year then.
Dude, it's
I mean,
cheap.
I don't know how many games that are gonna come out for it that I'd actually play. Especially now that I have like, dude, I'm gonna rock this PlayStation 4 for a hot minute. I'm probably not gonna get the PS. Realistically, I'm probably not gonna get the PS5 for a couple of years, you
And honestly, all the games for PS4 are just gonna go
know?
lower and
Realize
lower.
you could see, you're probably like one of the only people besides like my girlfriend that can see how much fun I have with the PlayStation 4, and like. It's been out for fucking, I mean, and
I'm gonna
you
say
know the story. I had one, got rid of it, whatever, but like 5 years, you know, basically 5 years after it came out, spent like $200 on one, and now I'm gonna have so much fun with this thing for fucking years to come.
you have so many games that you haven't played.
Already had it for almost a year.
Like jumping this lane to the game is such a good thing because now all the great games are cheap and out already. You know? You can always, like Cyberpunk, for example. That's the only game I can assume that when it comes out, you might get it.
Maybe Ghost of Tsushima. I still really want to get. I really want to get it. I've got so many other games I could still play before I play that, though. But I was
Yeah.
watching some of that recently, and it's so beautiful looking, though. I think I'd enjoy it.
We're talking about advertising in games. You know that game Death Stranding? That Norman Reedus game.
Yeah.
So just bringing it up because it's so weird and they didn't, it was never mentioned until you start playing the game. Monster is heavily advertised in it.
Huh.
Like you drink
It's like the
Monster.
future too.
Yeah. And like you drink Monster, it's
They're like, we gotta save the recipe. Whatever happens, if all fails, bring the recipe. We'll need it in the future.
make a ladder, bring the soda. But yeah, as far as video games, that's all I got. But a decent amount of news for gaming, short amount of time. As for TV shows and movies, get ready for this. Mandalorian season 2, release date October 30th.
Good. I'm happy. Happy COVID didn't fuck that one up.
Yeah, I mean, they started that one probably before, right?
Probably just wrapped it up right before it ended. Hopefully.
And plus, like, you know how it's filmed, right? So
For
it's
starting, I
they
mean.
get to film it so conveniently, you know, and it still looks amazing. You saw how they film it, right? It's like the backgrounds and like the it's no longer green screen, but it's a big
What is it, all a
screen.
set?
It's like a huge spherical set. And it's like a big, instead of like this entire circle being covered with a green screen, it's an actual screen
Digital screen.
that like communicates with the camera. So when the camera moves, it's like you're in a video game, and like if you get closer, things that are in it will come closer. You know, it's like animating as it's literally like a
I'll have to
game.
watch a video of that.
Yeah, they have plenty of videos of The Mandalorian being done that way. They have real stuff on the ground, and then they just have that background. And on camera, if you walk forward, like the rocks look like they're coming closer. Like it's almost all scenes were filmed in that location, I'm pretty sure. Which is crazy to think because of how good the show looks.
Pretty awesome show. I dug it.
I
Everyone
really
better
like
get
it.
ready, because if you had a Disney Plus membership for that free year, it's about to expire. Dude, I barely use that thing to watch shit. I gotta catch up on some Disney movies. Let's watch a Disney Channel movie.
Let's watch a Disney Channel movie. Yeah. The dude doing the split and the
Yeah.
cannonball.
Yeah, into the film reel. Dude, every time that came on, you'd get hyped, bro. Like, if I was like chilling at my grandma's house or something and Disney was on, and then like that came on, I'd be like, oh shit,
What's on? And if
movie
it
time.
sometimes it's new, it's rare because like I've had nights where I'm like, oh, what's it gonna be? And I'm expecting like maybe Halloween Town will be
Let me
on
ask
or.
you something. Halloween Town, I'm watching that soon because it's that time of the year.
Hell yeah.
Well, is it possible? Because like I go on YouTube sometimes and like I'll look up like cartoon clips and shit like that. But like, I want to know if there's somewhere I can find like an old, because I don't know how it works. There were probably tapes back in the day, right? There was a studio with tapes, and you'd pick what tapes would play, and like you'd
Sure.
put like the tapes in with the commercials in them or whatever, and like that would be, I'm assuming, I think that's how it would work. Like that's how you would put what's on TV on the TV.
Yeah, kind of.
But I want to know if there's like recordings that like I could get. So like, the best way for me to explain it would be like, could I get like a 6 or 8 or 12 hour recording of like what was on Cartoon Network in the year 1996 in June on the fucking 30th, you know, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You know what I mean? Like a recording of what was on cable at a specific
I
time.
feel like it's definitely like,
There's gotta
especially
be something like that out
now.
there.
I mean,
That's what I'm
now it's
saying.
probably all digital
I gotta
and
be able
it
to
has to
find it.
exist. But back then, I feel like they have to have it on record or something.
Cause I want to be able to do that. Like get like pull up like a YouTube video that's 12 hours long. That's just like what the broadcast was. You know? You get what
Yeah,
I'm saying?
I'm not kidding.
Commercials and
I
all,
feel
dude.
like
Just
I've seen
let the
that.
old ass commercials from the 90s and 2000s play,
I'm not
and
kidding.
be unaware of what's gonna come on. Like we're talking about.
Check YouTube because like I feel like I had that happen to me with Nickelodeon.
Because I wouldn't even know like what to look up or put in the search bar, because it's such a long, like I couldn't even really just ask it in a question, you know?
Yeah, I guess you could just be like,
Old Cartoon Network broadcasts, old
yeah,
Disney Channel broadcasts.
yeah. I know I've seen dude, yeah, but then again, maybe I'm just remembering tapes that I recorded when I was a kid, but I feel like I definitely watched them.
Anyway.
So, Mission Impossible 7 is filming.
No.
First image came out. It's nothing fancy. It's just a ramp they built.
It Tom Cruise again? What the fuck? I thought that was the last one.
No, why would you think that was the last one? What makes you think
I thought
that?
we discussed it being the last
No, we
one.
talked about the next one. He's going in space for the.
No.
He's literally filming in space. I'm pretty sure.
He's like, all right, I finally made enough money. It's time.
Yeah, dude, he just pushed it further and further. And I'm not gonna lie, I could be wrong that it might not be this movie. I have to check, but he did. Him and Elon Musk like had a deal, and he's gonna be the first actor to film a scene in space.
Holy shit.
He just needs it. He's like, what else can I do?
Elon Musk's like list of trained people to go out past the atmosphere, like a list of 200 people, and Tom Cruise walks in and he's like, I need to speak to Elon.
I feel like it's not surprising at all, dude.
Elon writes him in right at the top of the list.
It took 30 weeks of like pilot license training for helicopters so he could do that scene in the last
Yeah,
one.
that was crazy, dude.
He's insane. He's
Those
like,
movies are awesome. That's like, but that's literally like what Just Cause is. It's like Mission
yeah.
Impossible, the game. That's what I mean. It's like that's why the game is called like Just Cause, because it's like literally like just like the most extreme bullshit that you could do. Like it is just like the most action movie video game. Like you could do literally like anything. It's fucking crazy.
There's a thing with the Just Cause name. I don't know if like, because I didn't realize it until too recently that like I always saw it like it was called Just Cause because like why are you doing this? And it's like just because, like a Just Cause. And then I did not think
It's a
about
just
it's a
cause.
Just Cause. And I'm like, dude, he only does things that's noble.
It's just
He blows shit
cause.
up all the time, but he's like he makes sure that it's an
Is it this
honorable.
Rico guy from the start? Rico
Yeah.
Rodriguez? It's him from the start?
At least from the second. I didn't play the first. But
Seems like a dope story, dude. Like right from the start of the game, like.
he just looks different every time. Two, three, and four. He looks so like his
I feel like
voice.
he's like Nathan Drake almost. This is like a Nathan Drake type game, but like again, like just different theme.
Yeah. He's just very Spanish.
And more open though. Yeah, he is very Spanish. He's kind of like Ezio a little bit when he talks.
Yeah. But there's an interesting development happening in sports, which I'm curious if you'll have interest in. So Mike Tyson is going to be fighting like one of the best current, I don't even know, but like is it boxing? Yeah, he's going for boxing. Yeah.
I know the deets.
Yeah.
I just forget. I think it's Roy Jones
Roy
Jr.
Jones Jr., yeah.
Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. But I think Roy Jones is also old.
Is he?
Look up his age, because I think they're both like, I don't know if they're both coming out of retirement or if Roy Jones is still in the game, but he's also like, Roy Jones is apparently one of the best. I don't know. I've heard Rogan talk a lot about him, and I listened to Rogan's new podcast with Tyson that came out last week. And they were talking a little bit about the fight and Tyson getting back in shape for it.
I mean, he's 51.
Yeah, so they're both like, I think Tyson's 52 or 53. So the fight was supposed to happen this month, but because of all the stuff, it got pushed back, and now it's gonna happen November 28th, I believe. And I'm pretty stoked. I mean, I'm not like fighting's really interesting to me, but I'm not like a big fighting fan, like into watching it and stuff like that. But
I'm only
I'm
interested because
excited.
I know Mike Tyson from like everything that isn't fighting. You know what I mean? He became a celebrity afterwards, like not as a boxer. I never watched him fight. Like I went back and watched clips, you know what I mean? But I'm curious at his age how that's gonna look because he's at his time he was considered the best, right?
He is the
He
best.
is.
He's like by I'm pretty sure like I know there's debate over a lot of things. Just about anything you can debate. But like from what I've listened to and read, like I think statistics wise, he is hands down the best boxer that there ever was. Like when you look at his record compared to anybody else, and he's just known as being a savage. Like I think this is something that would be more debatable because there's not a lot of statistics I guess you could base this off of, but like just from, you know, watching him fight, everyone says that he was just like the hardest hitter there ever was. Like he's a fucking he's so power. That's the thing. Like he would just hit people and they would fall and they would be like dumbfounded how like they would just fall on their asses because he was that powerful. So and he's fast, like he's heavyweight. So that means he's like over 200 fucking pounds and like pure muscle, dude. So like and he moves that shit fast. So like it's gonna be interesting to you know, I don't think there's ever really been any Tyson fights in our era. And if there
That's what
was,
I'm
we were
saying.
like really young kids. So like this is gonna be like our major Tyson fight, I guess.
Yeah, that's the main point why I'm like excited. So it'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm stoked to see how savage he'll be, how long of a fight it'll be, how long they'll go.
I don't think I've watched like any. Oh no, there was a the one
The
big one.
Mayweather and
May
McGregor.
yeah,
And
that's
that's the other thing is that
the
Mayweather, I believe, is like today, like he has the best record. I'm pretty sure he's 15-0. So like after his career is over, I think he'll technically have a better career than Tyson. Not that he's as savage of a boxer, but like Mayweather's known for not being touchable. He's not really like touchable. Like, yeah, dude gets hit, but like he's like basically like untouchable.
There's like no KOs, well, like against himself, like no, like he doesn't
I
have
don't
any
think he's ever, I don't
losses.
think he's ever lost.
Ooh, because like
Look
even
up, look him
Tyson's
up. Look up
lost.
Floyd Mayweather fight record. Yeah, I think Tyson's record's like 40 something and some.
Wins 50, losses 0.
Damn, dude.
Wins by KO 27.
So he's knocked out 27.
More than half of his wins
Or knockouts.
were knockouts.
But some could be TKO, which is like a technical knockout. And I forget, I don't really know what the difference is between a knockout and a technical knockout, but I think a
Probably like
technical.
a stumble and fall or.
Yeah, like I think if the other guy's like incoherent, really, like not incoherent, but like to the point where like.
It's like exhaustion mixed with it, and he's like dizzy.
No, I think the TKO is when you fall down and you don't get up after 10 seconds. Or if you do
Oh,
get up and the ref deems you unable to fight anymore.
yeah, the
I
one,
think
the
that's a te
two.
yeah, I think that's a technical knockout, but like if you just get knocked out, you're knocked out cold.
Yeah, that's a just lights out.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's wild to think
Zero
that dude's getting knocked
losses.
out. Like you see boxers, they like stumble, dude. They like get hit in the head and they try. They try standing up to get back up and they just
Dude,
fall.
head's probably spinning. They're like, I am
They're like, I
losing
got
so
it.
many blood,
I got it.
like so many brain cells right now.
Like you see them try the fight and like they just.
They stumble. They look like babies for sure. Like, and I can't imagine getting hit with like punches. Like looking at Mike Tyson punch someone like in the
That's what I'm
face.
saying, bro. He'd break my neck. My skinny little neck, he'd break it. That's cool
Oh
news.
man, yeah. It'll be a fun fight. Everyone, check it out. I don't know when it is, but it's soon, right?
November 28th.
Oh, that's not too soon.
Like 2 months.
All
So
right.
be ready.
Yeah, just
Make
keep
sure
the
you're ready.
hype.
Pre-order it now.
All right. Are you ready?
Let's do this. We're going in, guys. Let me get my helmet.
Oh, geez. Where's mine? I
All right,
got it.
I'm plugging in.
Ding. Welcome to New Invention.
New invention.
So you know segues, right?
Like the device, the machine.
Yeah, the form of transportation.
When we started talking about segues for the podcast, you tried telling me that that's not what a segue was.
I'm trying to say that it has a second meaning. Like when I told you that like we need to like have segues for our podcast, I did not mean we should buy
I was
segues.
excited and
You're like, fuck
ready.
yeah.
I mean, but
Dude, fuck it. I'm pretty sure they're not that expensive anymore. Nobody buys segues. But that's why they came out with a new segue called the Segway S Pod.
that's like what those hoverboards were like segue. They're like segues without the handle,
Pretty much,
really.
yeah.
What's a hover pod?
S Pod.
I'm ready for the
Yeah,
future,
you're
bro.
like, they hover. They better hover.
Yeah,
Honestly, though, it might as well. It's just it's a big chair. Imagine
it's a chair.
Wall-E. Remember, you seen Wall-E? Just imagine those weird shaped oval egg pods that you would just sit in and they would float around.
So it hovers.
No.
Show
Put just
me.
put wheels on it.
I don't know. So this is like, we're getting really fucking lazy now. It's literally like one of those Walmart chairs then, but like for public use.
Yeah, yeah, literally that's a
Public
perfect
for
way of
public
saying it.
consumption. Yeah, dude, what the fuck, dude? This is like what fucking Dr. X sits in.
Dude, you're so right, Professor X. That's a very good point.
That, bro. It's like
You
a
just,
Stephen Hawking
and
chair.
I guess depending on the way you lean, it moves and it's very responsive. I think it said it goes up to 30 miles an hour, or it's probably 20.
Dude, what the fuck? This is crazy. You guys gotta look this up.
For the low price of $6.99.
The Segway S Pod. $700? No fucking way, dude. No way. Bro, what is life gonna be like in 50 years?
This
What
just a
the
bunch. I'm
fuck?
not. I just. I'm so terrified for the day I go outside in a city and just see
Let me tell you
these.
something. There's gonna be somewhere where there's a fucking office building that is built and designed to where the hallways and the doorways and the walkways between cubicles and the elevators and the stairways, which will be like ramps, the whole building's going to be designed for these things. And you're never going to have to get out of your chair. You're going to be able to, you know, there's going to be like a station downstairs where when you get to work, you sit in your chair and then you take your chair up to your cubicle and then you sit in your cubicle, you take
all
the chair down
is
to the
just
cafeteria.
Get up to sit in a different one when you go to work.
Yeah. Like you get in one that you get in one outside the building that when you ride it to your car, it just gets in your car. The seat is like the cars are gonna, dude, everything's gonna change.
Yeah. You just go in from the back and just connect to the sides.
Yeah.
Now you're in a car, not a seat. Like now it's like, ooh, now I got four wheels, not two.
Oh man. The only time you ever really have to get up is like when you get home and you have to walk in your house at the end of the day.
No, they don't let you do that anymore.
Like
when you get up, it ends up just being a little stool.
It's your
like
bed.
Four wheels.
It's your bed too.
Oh, dude, yeah.
So the houses are all built bigger. So the hallways, the doorways, mm-hmm. the houses are all one floor now. So that way, like, you literally go from like this is your bed. So like, mm-hmm. it reclines at nighttime and you sleep in it, and then in the morning it goes up and then drives into the shower.
And
you shower in it, and then
and the best feature, it's also a toilet.
Yeah. You like drive to a you park in a certain spot in your house, and like
oh no, it's just always there. In the seat, there's just a toilet seat right there.
Yeah, and there's like a special biodegrades thing mm-hmm. in there. So
or
like,
you just release it while you're just driving outside. You just open the bottom like a plane, and you just release all your sewage.
That's so smart, because then you don't have to go somewhere special for any reason. Dude.
You just release it when it's probably the most, you know.
When you're in the car, when it's in the car and you're on there. Like
you're on the highway.
Exactly.
Just release that shit at full speed.
Because everyone's always going to be inside. No one's going to be outside anymore. You're going to be going from your house into your garage into this car. Like, well, you're going to be in the chair the whole time, but you're going to go from the chair in your house to the chair in your car, then drive to work, and then go like into the garage in the building. And so the highways, like nature, won't be important at that point, because we'll just be dumping our shit into it every day.
So that'll be in 50 years. Everything we just said. Give it 50 years. This exists already.
This chair looks crazy, though. For $700, dude.
It's like, not out yet.
I can't see me really needing one, but it wouldn't be a bad idea to have
that
one.
Price? I mean, the thing is, you'll look like such a doofus no matter where you go. But I'd kind of not give a fuck.
I'm trying to think about it for, like, farm use, you know? Like, if you got to get to the other side of your field or something, or like the other side of your property, it's like, cause look at the wheels on it, dude. That thing looks like it can handle some off road.
Dude, what did I find?
Driving that bitch down the pipeline. That thing goes 30 miles an hour, bro. I'm going to flip that thing.
Man, I'm really trying to remember what it was. And it had to have been a longboard. There was a longboard that you can use rocket power, like, you know, like handheld thing, you know, like kind of like Glenn had. It's like an electric skateboard, but it's 100% designed for outside terrain, like going like over rocks. And the suspension on it is just phenomenal. You're not really feeling the bumps. The wheels are just going fucking haywire under you.
Are you strapped?
I don't remember. I think so. I think one, there's a strap in the front or like a foot hole. But like, it is expensive. Like, it's all, if I'm not mistaken, it's more expensive than this. Like, this Segway.
I can imagine.
I wanted it. I think it was like, I think if I'm not wrong, $600-$700. And I'm like, I wouldn't spend that much on that kind of a, you know, everyone could be quiet. I wouldn't spend that much on a longboard.
Dude, I bet there's some rich ass people out there, though, that are dropping it like nothing.
I mean, that's the thing. If you have disposable income, so many, like,
dude, let me ride yours.
I've never ridden a jet ski.
Neither have I.
If I just had, like, if I had, what do they call that? What money? Just like money to spend. Just like,
I don't know.
All right, if I just had so much money that I did not have to worry about just random thousands or tens of thousands of dollars disappearing, which it's not going to happen in my lifetime, don't worry. But if that would happen, I would no doubt just be like, jet ski. Let's go to a pond.
Make a list, dude.
Just name something. If you right now are like, you just got $1 trillion and you've already gotten yourself the house, and just what's like that rant, just like expensive thing that you're not going to use all the time that you're like, I want to do that. So you just buy it.
I get a helicopter.
Oh yeah, there you go. You're like, I want to drive a helicopter.
Dude, I wouldn't even drive it. I'd pay someone to drive it
Even
for me.
better.
I'd buy a helicopter and buy a driver.
You're like, oh, Steven.
And I'd be that guy that takes the helicopter everywhere. But I wouldn't like look like a bougie, like fucking like rich motherfucker, because I wouldn't be, you know. I'd only have like $1 trillion, but I'd get the helicopter and I'd still be like a badass dude. Like I'd be like the adventurer that just shows up, and like I would
You
jump
still
out of
need
it
that
everywhere.
haircut, just shaved sides, big
Exactly,
like
dude.
Viking braid, and people
Yeah.
would be like, "Who's this guy?"
And I'd jump out of it, or
You're
rappel
like,
out of it. I rappel out of it, and I'd land every time. I rappel from like 500 feet down. I'm like,
then you just casually just walk away, and everyone's like, "What?"
with like a cape on. I wear a cloak too.
There it is.
I'd buy, if I got $1 trillion, I'd buy a helicopter and a cloak.
That helicopter and a cloak, and I'm set. Trying to think just of a random great thing just to get. You know what I would do?
Island.
Obviously, an island. This is a no-brainer for me because I've been wanting to do it, and like I would pay people to do it, so I wouldn't have to worry about it. You know what I mean? We've talked about it when we were kids. It's something which I've always fantasized. I still kind of think about it. Just like a backyard where you dig huge holes in and you put trampolines there, so the ground is just a shit ton of trampolines in your backyard.
You wouldn't even really need that though with that kind of money. You could just have like an outdoor or an indoor sky zone type thing built in your
True,
backyard.
exactly. Just they make it concrete underneath or whatever, like they just make the
Or
whole area.
like you could buy such a big piece of property where like you could get like a pole barn warehouse built, like the rock climbing gym, how it's like steel, where you could just
Oh,
get something like
right
that.
there,
Yeah,
dude.
like just get it built next to your house, dude, and have the fucking trampoline gym
Yep,
built in it.
yep.
Have like a just a gymnastics gym built with like trampolines, rock climbing, like the gymnastic section of it, like
Just like
all the
once a
cool
month,
dope
a guy
shit.
comes and switches them up, and you just tell him which ones you like so he doesn't change them.
The
Like all the
holds.
routes, yeah.
Yeah, you just pay some, you pay some guy to come.
Because I'm not gonna lie, making my own routes would be cool too. Like that, it'd be really dope thinking about it.
But you'd be so busy doing all the other dope shit that you'd be
Oh,
doing,
exactly.
like skydiving and like jet skiing. You wouldn't just buy the jet ski and not use it. So like,
Yeah.
you know, you'd be like driving a Mini Cooper around England for whatever reason.
Like the Hollywood's like, sorry, I am in Shanghai right now. I just heard that the ramen was really good here. It's
Yeah,
like,
he's like, all right, well, how do you want me to set the holds up this week?
I being dumb rich would be kind of cool. Fun to fantasize about.
You're like, guy's name is like Steve, and he calls you up, and you're like, ah, oh, Alfred, how's it
Yeah.
going, my friend?
He's like, sir, I said my name was Steve. I'm like, all right, but let go. And he's just like piggyback, just hop on his back. He
Yeah,
takes you everywhere. He takes you to your
you're a trillionaire,
Segway.
but you don't want to buy the Segway chair. You just ride your butler
Yeah.
everywhere.
Like, so why don't you get the Segway? It's like, oh, but I have you. I have you, Steven. All right. So this is enough fantasizing. So that's the Segway S-Pod, $6.99, coming out in the future. But on to our last segment.
I'm gonna jump right into it.
Yeah.
All
It's
right.
gonna be a it's a doozy.
Well, before we get into it, I actually wanted to bring up, because that was like the only other thing I wanted to talk about. And it was, I think, stemming from a question that I started coming up with when I was doing some, I guess you could say, meditating the other day.
Okay.
Just listening to some Alan Watts, chill step, you know, letting my mind wander. And he brought up language, and I was thinking about language, and I've talked with you about language before, and language comes up from time to time between us. You know, we obviously have the segment, unit of language, and you're grammatical and literate because you're a writer. And what I was just thinking about was language in broad terms, but the specific question I was thinking about was like, do they have a theory of where they believe and how they believe language came about. Like, who was the first motherfucker to speak? How, like, there has to be a theory about it.
Well, I mean, pretty much they're saying it happened like, I don't know, a couple hundred years after,
I thought you were gonna say a go.
a couple hundred years ago.
You're like so confident.
I'm pretty sure it's like it's still caveman time. Like it was probably soon after fire.
So, like, you think they just started, like, I guess it has to do with the vocal box and what, like, our vocal cords and stuff, and when we speak. Like, they must have evolved and developed over thousands or hundreds of thousands of years, and it must have maybe just started with simple sounds
Yeah, exactly. Like they're
for
just like
communication.
they're like gah. And if you did that compared to ooh, and it's
Yeah.
like, okay, he's mad when he does the other one, or like that, and then it
I'm
just.
curious, because it's like, because language is like an expression of emotion, is really what it is. You know, like, it's an expression of what you're thinking of, or of what you're feeling, you know, at the moment.
Well, if you think about it, like I don't know about the first language, but you have to think that like these humans, very, old school, old school, just cavemen.
Neanderthal days.
They were all over the world learning all different, making all of their own languages.
Yeah, there's so many ancient lost languages and
That's what's wild to think that there are languages out there. There's like a girl right now, she's the only girl who knows this language. Like she's alive right now. She's so old. Her entire tribe and everyone else before her, and it has not gotten passed down. And she's like,
it's gonna die.
it is.
Can you look her up? Can you look up what this is?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
I mean, it's more sad than anything.
Yeah.
My laptop died.
It's also pretty
No, it didn't.
crazy to think that, like, they think, like, archaeologists, I guess, and scholars think that, like, they know how to translate ancient languages. 'Cause, like, yeah, I'm sure a lot of it could be, like, accurate, could be accurate, you know. As we're talking about language, I should mention you got to be careful with how you word things, because that means things. So, like, a lot of the translations, they could be accurate, and I'm sure a lot of them maybe are, you know, because there's intelligent people out there. But one thing you have to be aware of is that there's many intelligent people out there, and different people interpret things in different ways. So, like, you know, not everyone agrees on certain translations of things, and even, like, when you translate things from, like, one language to another, as you know, like, if you start saying certain things in Polish, like, you can't really translate them in English, or, like, vice versa to other languages. So, like, to say that we understood what people meant with what they were writing, and that's another thing, is that we could just see what people were actually, like, symbolically writing. You know, that's another thing. Like, language, I guess you could say, is a symbol. It's a vocal symbol, but it's a symbol for, like, you know, emotion or thoughts, as is writing. And writing is symbols. And I don't know. We could almost never really know what, like, an ancient language sounded like.
Ones that don't exist, meaning?
Even ones that, like, we just read, even if we decipher a language, one, we don't know that we're deciphering it to the absolute, you know, way that it is. And then how are we supposed to know if we're speaking it the right way, in the right tone, in the right, you know, dialect? Like, we'll never know what ancient languages sounded like. Now, at least we'll have, like, hopefully, if the human race doesn't destroy itself in hundreds of years from now, or thousands from years from now, we'll have so many recordings of people's
Oh,
voices.
yeah,
I
we
mean,
already will.
still do from decades ago, and you can see how different people talk now. You know what I
In like a
mean?
hundred, like, no, in like 1,000 years, someone's in like, a destroyed apocalyptic wasteland, and they just find like, what's this? And it's just like a DVD
They might
player.
not be talking anymore, and they might, like, hear people talking and be like, "What the fuck?"
They figure out how to, it's like, there's always these plugs, and they just find this place that's still running because of solar or something. They're like, oh, they plug in this DVD player and they put it in, and it's like, fucking, I don't know. What would be the worst
Django.
thing? What'd be the
Django
worst thing?
Unchained.
No, that'd be a good one. What'd be like the worst thing they could possibly get? It's like they find this beautiful, it's a CD, and you get
A CD or a DVD?
DVD.
A DVD? I feel like you would have to be like Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh yeah. Yeah, just not knowing what movies and anything means, and you get that, you're like, this is cursed. It's like, who's this little man in the TV? If they don't know it's a TV, they don't really know what's
Because they
happening.
don't use screens anymore
They
either.
probably wouldn't be able to figure it
Well,
out then.
with the Neuralink, no one's gonna talk anymore. No one's gonna need screens anymore. So
It's
like,
true that even a DVD player, they wouldn't know to hook it up to something.
they're gonna
It'd have to
accidentally.
be like a laptop or.
They're gonna like. It's gonna. They're gonna like unplug. They're gonna like do like some crazy shit where
Oh,
like
dude,
it's gonna
yeah.
like it's gonna be like drugs where like
It's gonna be
it's illegal for you to unplug and they're
like
gonna
the Matrix,
unplug.
yeah, dude. It's just a
Yeah,
row of
yeah.
people in it.
And then
And
they
then
unplug,
one
and
person
then
break
they're
out.
like in a house or something, and they don't know what's going on because like they were Neuralinked since they were a baby, and they've
They
just been in
walk
this
outside,
house.
and then it's just like fucking Segway S's just like just rolling down the
Right? Because not
road.
everyone's a Neuralink baby, you
Yeah.
know. I mean, some people do still exist in the physical realm. What the fuck are we talking about?
Just the honestly, this has all just been like a Black Mirror
Did
episode.
you find anything about what we were talking
Yeah,
about?
with the
The
girl.
woman who has that long lost language? Anything?
I wanted to find like a good sentence. Dying language, the 103-year-old Macanese woman who speaks it
Mechanese.
today. Right. So this isn't the right one, but only 50 people speak this language. And she's 103, and she's currently teaching a little girl, her daughter, not her daughter. It says her daughter, but that wouldn't be a little girl.
That's good.
This came out a little bit
We
ago.
need someone young to take the knowledge.
Yeah.
It'd be
But
easier to teach someone
you have to
young
think
too.
about it. Like, you know how much family history hasn't went down because people don't write it? It's like there's so much that
Or
it's
even say it to their kids.
that's the whole thing. And like, or they said it, but they never wrote it down or pass it down to their kids, you know? So it's like it'll make it one generation down as a story, and then that's it, you know? It's not written.
You should do this. I'm gonna do it. Just how like your dad took the tape recorder and went to go see his father. I'm gonna do a podcast with my dad and hopefully get a couple done, you know, in the lifetime. And I want to sit down with him and talk to him about shit that he's never talked to me about and ask him about his life and more or less for at least, you know, one part of this chronology, I guess you would call it, of, you know, our episodes with Dad. It's like I'll call it episodes with Dad. You know, I want to ask him like his life story, have him tell me his story almost from start to finish, and then just ask him things and, you know, have record conversations with him and talk about shit. So that way, like, my brothers can hear it, my
Yeah.
kids can hear it, their kids can hear it, you know, and we can pass these recordings down. And I think that'd be cool.
I definitely need to do that with my dad. I know everything that has happened to him in his entire
He'd
life,
appreciate it because
but
he's told you
yeah.
so much shit that you've
Oh yeah,
probably never
he.
written down.
Oh no, I haven't. Yeah, I've not written down anything, but I can tell you for days just things that happened to my dad. I feel like I know his stories better than I know my own at this
So
point.
that's why you just gotta sit down with him. Sit down with him for like 2 or 3 hours, have a few drinks, let him go on about it and
Just be like, tell me how
click
high
record.
school
Yeah, just
was.
click
And he'll be
record.
like, ooh, and then that'll be 2 days of
We should
recording.
get him on the podcast, honestly.
Yeah.
Even if we go over there and do it, we should get him on. Have him talk. He'd love
I would enjoy him to enjoy him. I would
it.
enjoy if he came and like talked about, honestly, I want him to talk about what it was like being like a kid in communism during like, you know.
I want him to talk about starting his business and, you know, his whole story of coming here and becoming the jeweler and how he's a craftsman now.
Now he got to where he is.
But enough of that. While we're talking and we're on these subjects, let's move into our unit of language.
For a look into the words we use and the power they can hold, join us in Unit of Language.
Right, guys. So this week, our word is the true divine, one, holy word, and it is love. What are you looking up?
It's hilarious. I typed in, where does love come from? I guess, like, because, like, I was listening to you, so I kind of just, like, put out the simple question. That's how it came out. And the answer was not what I wanted, but it says, love is perceived by the intermediate limbic brain. When we see the beloved, the intermediate limbic brain releases chemicals that cause the heart to beat faster and stronger. I'm like, no, where did, like, the word love come from? It's like, no, it comes from this part, the limbic brain.
That's weird. That's strange that they know what part of the brain is active when you feel the sensation of love.
And it, like...
So what is love other than, like, euphoria?
Baby, don't hurt me.
What?
You said, what is love? So I said, baby, don't hurt me.
But, like, what is it other than, like, a sense of euphoria? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's what it really... It's like, yeah, that's what it is, you know? Like, it's almost like a trip, you know what I mean? Where, like, you're so high off of your brain chemicals where, like, your mind just is open. You're fucking flooded with happy chemicals.
This is hilarious. You want to know where the word love comes from? Here we go.
Yeah.
Comes from the Middle English word loof, derived from the Old English word lufu. This is akin to Old High German luba and another Old English word leof, which means deer. Well, how many languages did they have to tell us before it's like, it's a deer? Love meant deer. That's how it eventually got
exactly, which is probably why, like, people say, like, you know, my love and my dear and my dearest.
Lufu. I like lufu.
Lufu.
No, I don't. It sounds way too much like...
What was the other one? Leof.
Luf, yeah, leof.
Leof.
Oh, let me see. We can make this computer talk.
Leof. Leof me.
Leof. pronunciation,
but what did it mean though? I want to know what it meant when they were saying it. It's crazy. Like, what context did they use it in?
Probably that, like, my dear, my love. And it's like, because, yeah, love.
But where did it come from before that? Like, probably I wonder not. What, like, people said, like, 2,000 years ago when you felt love for somebody. Like, I'm sure people were smart enough 1,000 to 2,000 years ago to communicate in a way where, like, you know, they weren't just savage and fucked and made kids and, like, somehow, like, by the time farming and civilization came around, I'm sure people, you know, had enough smarts to keep their dicks in their pants and kind of express themselves before, like, settling down with somebody and creating offspring. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, I'm just trying so hard.
And that's another thing where, like, maybe, like, when you, maybe it's just like a primal thing too, where, like, it's your instincts to try and mate with somebody.
Oh, for sure. You want to find.
When you meet someone new and you get that dopamine kick and you think you're falling in love, and, like, maybe, like, because we're not just savages anymore, we don't just fuck and pillage like we're cavemen, maybe that's just like a survival tactic, you know, like hitting on a girl. Hitting on a girl, hitting on a guy. It's like basically almost just like saying the right thing. I don't know. I feel like I was more on point with all the other shit that I was saying.
Dude, it's love. There's so many different...
But people are different.
So here we go. I did find the origin. And of course, it's Aristotle.
Ah, the great late philosopher.
So it was called philia or something like that?
Philia.
P-H-I-L-I-A.
That makes sense because philia is love for.
There we go. It means affectionate regard or friendship in both ancient and modern Greek. It is a dispassionate, virtuous love, a concept developed by Aristotle. It includes loyalty to friends, family, and community, and requires virtue, equality, and familiarity. There you go. Good
podcast. Exactly.
Yeah, he's like Aristotle, mic drop. Like.
That's what it means to love, motherfuckers. What was it? You need to have what, and what?
Virtue, equality, and familiarity.
Dude, that is the appreciation for everything.
This summer, Aristotle brings you love.
Virtue, equality, and what was the other one?
Familiarity.
Familiarity.
This includes loyalty to friends, family, community. It is a dispassionate, virtuous love.
What was the first part of it?
It means affectionate regard or friendship in both ancient and modern Greek.
Exactly, affectionate regard. So what does like regard mean?
The way you feel towards someone, kind of like my regards would be like your thoughts. Yeah, there you go. Affectionate thoughts. Let me try. Because like you can regard to something, but that's not what it means.
Affectionate regards.
Let's see. Regard definition. Don't tell me.
See, like this is these are questions they should make kids think about at a young age. What does love mean? And then tell them this stuff and make them think about it.
Consider or think of in a specific way.
All
That's
right.
what
So
regard.
specific affectionate thinking.
Like, yeah, it's not just like, oh, okay. It's like, no, this dude, he's my bro. I love that dude. Yeah, that there we go. To
Affectionate
him,
thinking.
that's and but familiarity.
Oh, what a better time to get him on the podcast than now.
Yeah, no, thanks.
All right, well, that's good. On that note, with a very deep and ancient definition of what love could be and where the words come from, where the words in the unit of language.
Now I just need all you guys to ask yourself, do you believe in life after love? Right, I said it right this time.
Well, you know where to get us. Gmail, maxandloushow@gmail.com. Insta, Max and Lou Show.
I'm Max.
And I'm Lou.
And thanks for listening.
Catch you guys next time. Peace and love.